I don't feel like anyone's talking.
They're blockers.
That's not why I came to
Hollywood. Fucking backwards.
Bullshit.
I hate to break it to you.
What?
Dude, you can't. You have to just do it.
What?
All right.
That's so awkward.
Dude, I know. I mean, you have to live in the awkwardness.
I love it.
What's up, everybody? This is so stupid. I just go right into it. This is me. This is episode 20.
Am I 20?
20 of a DIY.
And it's 2020.
Yeah. And we're almost, that means like this episode, the show is almost able to drink.
Yes.
Oh.
So, Flip,
what's up,
I want to talk to you. Flip Schultz is a comedian. He's an actor. I'm going to get right into it. We'll go a little light first, and we'll get deeper. How are you feeling? Tell people what's going on in your life. Because this is actually a good share. How you feel.
Well, right at this very second, I actually feel really good.
You do?
I do, right this very immediate moment.
Why is that?
Because today was a very good day.
Yeah.
Well, just to let your audience know why I'm in LA, because I moved September 4th, I moved back to Florida.
Yep.
Just because what's going on with COVID and everything, and LA for me just didn't. You know, it didn't feel like there was a reason to be here for me at this moment.
So you're one of the comedians.
I'm one of the comedians.
One of the actors who decided to leave.
Just to leave for me, just about a year, just to kind of.
How long have you lived here?
Just under 20 years. I moved January of 2001 and I left September of 2020.
Yeah.
And so I've been living in Florida for the past 2 months. I've been staying with my parents and. Then I got a offer to film something out here.
Yeah.
So I was flown out.
Yeah.
And had a great time shooting it. Felt great to be on a set again.
Yeah.
And decided to extend my stay.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow is actually my birthday.
Happy preebie.
Thank you, man. So I figured, let me just spend my birthday out in LA because I love LA so much. See some friends.
Yeah.
And yeah, so just between being back here and feeling the great vibe out here and the cold weather, which I love, and working and actually getting, and within the past day, I got like 3 or 4 more bookings for comedy down in Florida, which is...
You're actually doing better here than you were in LA.
Better in Florida?
Yeah.
As far as work goes, yeah.
You're getting busier.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's dead out here. Like, as far as none of the clubs are open for comedy. Mm-hmm. And I know there are pop-up shows, and there's some great shows, like what Tammy Joe is doing.
Amazing.
But I wasn't getting on any of those, you know?
Yeah.
So, for me, it just made more sense financially and, for lack of a better term, egotistically, to, you know, take a break from LA.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Florida's been great. Scene in Florida is really... really hot, like South Florida, and all the clubs are open and I'm working down there, and it's weird. It's not weird, but it's interesting going from out here being like an established headliner, but one of, you know, a couple hundred, to South Florida, where just me, maybe a couple of us, and then a lot of locals.
You're Jerry Seinfeld in Florida.
I'm fucking Chappelle in Florida.
You're Chappelle.
Except white. I'm white. I'm Chapstick.
Yeah. Got it. I don't know. I might have to edit that out. It's 2020.
What?
I don't know. Mm. Jokes. So.
So, yeah. So, right now.
You're actually in a good place.
I'm in a good, like, it's, yeah. I'm in a good, like, with this, and I know you and I have discussion about this, but also the fact that Biden won is also just this, like, breath. It makes me feel good.
Is that really affecting your week?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of people have.
I know. All right, let's talk about that.
Okay.
What do you feel so relieved by? Here's what I want to ask you, and then you can tell me what you feel.
Sorry.
What do you feel so relieved by is my first question.
As far as Biden goes? Or just in general?
No, about the dump you just took. Yeah, what you just said.
The dump and Trump kind of rhyme, so they're one and the same, really.
Yeah.
Because I know you and I talk about this a lot, just because fucking Biden, I'm not saying Biden is the, you know, deliverer of the new, you know, enlightened age, but it's just so nice to not be embarrassed by a president anymore. I'm not saying Biden isn't shady. I'm not saying Biden doesn't have shit that he did in his past, but I'm saying Biden is presidential, and Biden, at least I feel, can course correct. And Biden just isn't a fucking idiot who's all about him. And even if he is, he doesn't wear it on his sleeve and make us all go, oh, fuck. Biden, Trump is like that drunk uncle at a Christmas party who embarrasses you in front of your friends by telling you stories about how you used to shit on his lap. And, you know, just shut the fuck up. Please just shut the... Biden's that kind of cool uncle that smoked weed with you a couple times, just goes, no, you do you, man. I'm just...
Hold on. Trump doesn't drink.
That's a euphemism, man.
I know, but okay, so... I mean, look, I've talked about this before. I'm not one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pro conversation. It's right. Sad now that if you bring up in LA anything that is remotely like, oh, well, let's look at a positive state of a Republican or something, you get labeled. But I'm not any of that. I'm a centrist. I'm not even registered. Not many people know that. There you go. But that's a whole other thing.
I mean, I'm, dude. I'm like a left centrist.
All right. Well, you said something, so I got to answer it.
Okay.
What? So, here's what I don't get. You said Biden's not embarrassing. Have you watched any of his speeches?
Okay.
I used it. Cockroaches would crawl on the legs. Come on, man.
I'm not saying he's not a 77-year-old.
Eight. I know. Eight.
Seven.
Eight. It doesn't matter. It's all prune juice. Look, dude, you act like this guy's a walking guffaw. No disrespect to him.
Yes, he's the oldest. Okay.
He's the oldest motherfucker. He's not the oldest elected president ever.
Yes, he is.
No, he's the oldest elected human ever.
You mean the oldest person elected to any office?
In Roman times, even. No, listen, it's not about age. I'm not an ageist.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is.
You know what I mean.
Why? Let me ask you a question.
You know what I mean.
Here's what I want to get to know.
You think Biden's ever going to, like, on TV go, all right, you know what I'm going to do now? What I feel like doing is, I don't know why I'm going to Christian Slater.
I don't know why you are either. Yeah.
But he's not going to just start riffing on a speech.
Hold on. Okay, dude.
Sorry.
Dude, this is what I don't understand. Okay. Again, I'm going to say this again. I'm not pro-Trump. He's definitely done a ton of fucked up things, but he's also done some good things that people don't want to acknowledge.
Okay. You've told me about this.
Well, definitely the stock market is number one. Definitely number two, human trafficking. She can tell you that. Okay. What was the statistic on human trafficking?
Well, he shut down a lot of, like, the main roads that were going to, like, the borders and stuff.
To the point, when I went to Atlanta a lot as the hub, I would hear over the loudspeaker, if you see any suspicious activities, blah, 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 here in Atlanta, blah, airport, we do our best to stop human trafficking. Like, I had never heard that before.
Wow.
So, look, I don't know if that was before Trump, so someone can correct me in the comments. But what I'm trying to tell you is this, is that... Here's really what I want to get at you.
And by the way, just for the human trafficking thing, I also like to point out that Trump also associated with a
100,000% Epstein. Oh, yeah. 1,000%.
Giselle or whatever.
Yes, like, but dude.
Well wishes and
but
shit.
Dude,
I'm just saying.
But dude, come on. Biden, you ever see the sniffing videos?
Oh
my God!
He's... Okay, look, I'm not saying that wasn't a little creepy, but
A little creepy?
Hey, come here, little girl.
Come here, if I could sniff you longer. I mean, dude.
He didn't say if I could sniff you longer.
Alyssa, jump the f-
Did he say if I could sniff you longer?
I don't know what he said, but I know that I've seen videos and I was like, oh, this is weird. I don't think I would leave my child with him.
Okay, well, if you're going to compare the two, Trump said that he'd fuck his daughter. If she wasn't my daughter.
That's no. Listen, obviously, it's all bad. It's all bad.
It's all bad.
But what I'm trying to say is that there's people dancing in the streets for Joe Biden, and the thing is, it's I'm getting the vibe from people. Let me get a word out. Mm-hmm. God damn, and it feels like people were getting hit with a hammer in the head for 4 fucking years, mm-hmm. like bashed. And I will say a lot of black comics, I was going to say people, but I mostly know black comics, have told me why they are so relieved Biden won. And they feel that Trump shitsters a fucking hardcore Klan vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That the boys can be like, what's your name, man? And that is something I just bow down to because, you know, I have this white male yeah. privilege and I said, I can't argue with that. Right. No, I can only empathize, but I can never feel that.
Right.
I can never feel being a black man when I've talked to multiple successful people
yeah.
who are 43 years old driving just a Lexus and a cop pulling them over.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, we don't understand.
Yeah. So, but let me finish. Mm-hmm. So that, I get that. I'll get that. Okay. I guess probably LGBTQ plus probably felt
relieved.
I'm sure women, but you're a woman. Mm-hmm. You didn't seem like it affected you or not.
I mean, I was so, I like a lot of things about both of them and I dislike a lot of things about both of them, which is why I was.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is this is here's my real question. Again, I like to look at things, try to be logical, but mm-hmm. I'm emotional.
Yeah.
And I can be swayed. That's what I like to do. I like to be swayed or I really like to sway. I really like to swing. That's what it sounds like. So why, you're a comedian.
Right.
And you're as cool as the other side of the pillow. Okay. Hmm. No, I mean, you're like dorky at times, but you're cool as shit. Okay. You get it. I could take you anywhere in the world. You've traveled anywhere in the world. I've seen you with, you know, super famous people, and I've seen you with, you know, waiters. Not that that matters, but I've seen you with all types of people, and you're always going to be the same person.
Mm-hmm.
You're a grounded to the earth individual, and you are dark. You're not dark, but you can get very dark. Mm-hmm. You can hang with the darkest of minds.
Mm-hmm.
And you've said crazy stuff on stage, and you've watched people say crazy stuff on stage. And yet you, who I would consider the most rational person,
mm-hmm.
and then there's like super, super woke type of comics and actors and stuff who like get offended a lot of stuff. How can you be offended by a dude that says stuff when you do the craziest stuff? And you allow anything to be said on stage. That's what I don't get. And that's what confused me because you are not like that. You never censor.
Fair enough. You're right. When I go to a club.
Yeah.
And I go on stage as either myself or a character or whatever.
Yeah.
And I say crazy shit or I'll riff a crazy line or I'll, you know, say what something dark or I appreciate comics like Jim Jeffries or Doug Stanhope or Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Who I think are brilliant writers and who say dark, true,
yeah.
but dark fucking shit.
Yeah.
In a club or a theater or whatever. And yeah. I go, damn, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
And I'm entertained by it.
Yeah. In fact, your tastes are much darker in comedy.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate,
yes.
you know, the good, I appreciate writing more than anything else. Side note.
Yeah.
But yes, I could watch all that from a comic, not from my president. Not. Not from the person who is representing the country I live in. Not the person who's supposed to be representing every person in this country. I find it offensive and embarrassing for the leader of the United States of America, the country that has for so long been the high watermark of what a democracy should be. And I'm not saying our country is perfect, far from it. And if anything, one of the things that Trump has succeeded at is showing the darkness and the underside of the country, exposing it. And I don't think we should eradicate it like fuck them all and, you know, whatever. I think we should learn to fix it and learn to be a more, learn to understand that other side of this country that supports him, why they supported a man who, in my opinion, is a narcissistic sociopath, racist, white, but they turned him for some reason. But again, he's not a comedian. He's a president.
He's funny at times.
I'm not. That's but
he's,
you know what?
Funny at times.
Barack Obama was hilarious. You ever see Barack riff? You ever see?
Hold on.
No.
I'm not as funny as Trump.
But Trump is Trump. Trump a great
funny.
Entertainer?
He
fuck yeah.
He he's
oh,
funny.
He's a dude. He was a reality
is he Trump
TV
funny?
Star.
He's hilarious. I know. He's an idiot, but I think he's. I love his dance moves.
when Trump's up there and he goes,
he's jerking off.
If he wasn't our president, I'd be laughing my ass off.
Let me comment on a couple of things. No, but you said 7 points. You got. I'm going to forget them. Or I got to write them down.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get...
take a note. Okay. But let me just comment on one
take
thing.
Take a note there, don't take I? Take a note.
Here's what I want to say is that you... here's the thing is that... Well, because there's certain stuff that you said, I agree
with
him.
But you see, he's not a comic. He's not somebody...
Okay, let me just comment. First of all, I think the thing where you and I disagree is that, like, America, this fine country. Like, first of all, that's where you and I just disagree.
I said America isn't perfect.
Isn't perfect? Way worse than isn't perfect.
Yeah.
Isn't perfect. That's not the... This place is a fucking crazy... First of all, it's not your fucking land. It's not my fucking land.
It's nobody... Land is land.
No, it's her fucking land.
Nobody owns land.
I was wrong.
100%.
You can't own land.
Dude, I can't wait for Chief Eagle Eye and Little Feather to come in the comment. Dude, this is not anyone's land. It is the Native Americans' land. That's number one. So when people want to cancel things, you got to cancel America. We're on stolen land.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
So, but that you starting with this moral high ground, representing this wonderful little baby. We're a fucking
Trump baby.
Yeah, we are. Like that's how you're acting. That the first thing you have to understand: this country was formed on crime, war,
genocide,
rape, murder,
racism,
genocide,
slavery.
100%.
Of course.
So it's not this little powder puff.
I'm not disagreeing at
and
all with that.
The first general thing I'll say is why I disagree with you and most people is I'm not pro-Trump again. I have to say this 100 times. But I'm not pro-Biden. I think there's certain stuff that Trump did that was very good. And I think there's stuff that Biden has done in his career that is very good. But let me say this. Is that... I think that a lot of these leaders, you want them to put lipstick on a pig. And what I mean by that is the country's not a pig, but a lot of the shit that goes on in the underbellies of this country is a pig. And so Trump was the fucking piglet. He was the fucking...
He represented...
He was the farmer.
Represented the
and
worst
what
of
you,
us.
I feel like he was so direct, though. Like, if you're going to the doctor and you're going to get told that you have cancer, do you want them to be like, you might have cancer? Do you want them to just be like, hey, you got cancer. Like, we're going to figure this shit out.
What's scary is that you say anything.
How come he didn't say when he knew COVID was a fucking killer, he didn't come out and say, look, this is going to be tough, but we're going to get through this. It's going to be fine. It's going to dissipate.
Well, Biden would have been like, it's going to be okay, guys. Like, we can't say what he did and what he didn't do
because Biden wasn't president. But I think Biden would have said he would have based. I think Biden or any president who knew how to be empathetic and yet lead would have said something along the lines of, look, this disease is scary and people will get sick and people will die, but we have to get tough, and we have to get through this. This is what America is. This is what we have to do. Maybe it's a bullshit thing to say, but at least...
That's not a bullshit thing. Like, what you're saying about disease, the main thing... You know, there's multiple main things. The main thing is the racism thing. When he was in the debate, Trump could have said, I denounce racism. I denounce any white supremacy, yeah. anything. Of course I do. That's fucking terrible. He never did that.
Right.
And that just made him look terrible. He just made him look like an old racist.
He had more than one opportunity to
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
But so that's the thing that you have to lead with, that he was, you know, basically not denouncing racism.
That's what I have to lead with?
Well, I mean, I would think that is number one.
How about saying grab women by the pussy?
Well,
how about calling hold on. A fat pig?
Well, hold on a minute. President? Okay, well, what's worse? Huge racism that's fucking leading to murders, or saying grab a woman by the pussy? Obviously, they're both not a thing, but I would put racism above it.
Above all.
I'll give you that one.
And I love Rosie. You know, she's always been kind to me, but I think calling Rosie O'Donnell a name is not good. But I think, again, racism is worse than that. See, this is what I'm saying. People get caught up, and you, who's this smart, cool, funny, doesn't give a fuck motherfucker, gets mad when somebody goes, nah, 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 nah. And it's like, let me finish. You hold this office as it's this amazing office. Bro, what's my fucking last name? Do the math quickly.
Kennedy, I know
exactly. Where do you think I came from?
Are you from the Kennedys?
What do you fucking think, bro?
I didn't think everybody named Kennedy is coming.
There's
from
There's a connection there. What do you think?
You think every Kennedy is related to?
It is. We are.
Really?
Yeah, but it's deep, deep. I'm not like in that world, but we're definitely related.
So does that mean I'm related to the guy who created Peanuts?
Oh,
possibly, dude. Don't do jokes right now.
I'm not.
Here's the deal. Joe Kennedy fucking did everything in his power to get his son in the office. Robert Kennedy. His brother and him were fucking stuffing Marilyn Manson. I mean, Marilyn Monroe. I'm sorry, man.
That escalated very quickly.
Demia, you're a beauty. You're right.
Dementia. I got dementia. Mr. Biden, I apologize.
Happy birthday, Marilyn Manson. I want to take you back to the Roosevelt Room. You're one of the beautiful people, the beautiful people.
But so it's like, you say presidential, Bill Clinton's like this. Can you hold my cigar? Hold on. So what I'm saying is, since a guy's like this, well, I don't know. Let's fucking see. And then people do it. My thing is this. I don't understand why people forgive people who do shit behind closed doors, and a bumbling stumbler, Trumpy, does it in front of you because he can't hide it or whatever. He's too stupid or whatever he is. And he does it in front of you and people hate him more. I'm just saying is he's doing what other people are doing. They're just hiding it from you. That is my real opinion.
Oh, and
that is my real opinion.
And I get it. I get it. You're like, look, if you're going to be a lying idiot, do it in front of me so I know it.
See, people should be happy because you can keep tabs on the guy.
But nobody could. Number one, Kennedy and Clinton, they got shit on. If all Trump did was fuck Stormy Daniels on the side, that was his worst sin, I'd be like, who gives a fuck? As long as, you know, he's running the country right, he's treating, you know, he's taking it seriously, yeah. Taking the office of the president seriously, all of that shit, the same way Clinton did. I'm not saying Clinton didn't do shady shit.
What he did.
My turn. I'm not saying Clinton didn't do shady shit. We know he did shady shit. I'm not saying Kennedy didn't do shady shit. I'm sure he did.
I think he was probably a good guy. He just liked women.
Who, Kennedy or Clinton?
Yeah, Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was a dude. I would have fucked Kennedy. Are you
kidding? But I think that he was going to lead the country.
Just me, him, and Marilyn Manson all together in one bed.
I think he was leading the country to do some stuff, and he got taken out because...
Because he wouldn't play ball. Absolutely.
Yeah, I believe that.
I believe that, too.
We talked about it at the picnics.
Yes, we did. But the thing about Trump is... Okay, Clinton and Kennedy are smart guys. Okay, you could say Trump is a smart guy.
I'm not saying he is. I don't think he's as dumb as everyone thinks he is. The guy ran for president and won with no experience. No one ever says that. That's insane.
That is, and you know
that's
what?
That's insane.
You know what? You cannot take that away from him. I will give him that.
You can't. No, you can't.
Even though he lost the popular vote twice, but he won the Electoral College.
100%.
But didn't
George Bush lose a popular vote?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so I mean...
Yeah, so that's a whole other thing about the Electoral College.
Yeah.
But the thing about Trump is, I'll give him that, but he did that because, A, people, the country as a whole, or at least more than half of them, despite the fact that he was a known xenophobe and womanizer...
What's a xenophobe?
Yeah, what is that?
A xenophobe is like a prejudice against Muslims and people of other cultures. It's like a homophobe, but for cultural.
Got it.
And that he, you know, on tape, grab him by the pussy, like, you know, I don't know what you'd call it.
But just a cop.
But my whole point is the country felt that we needed, because what his basic message was, I'm not a politician. I will go in there and I will shake up the system and da 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 da. And a lot of people just went, you know what? I'm fucking sick of the status quo. I'm sick of how it's going. Some people who were just like, yeah, you know, fuck women and racist, we want that guy. And then a lot of smart people just went, we need a change. And they voted him in. And yes, you cannot take that away from him. I give him credit for that. But we've seen over 4 years, he doesn't know what he's doing. He didn't drain the swamp. He didn't
That's not exactly true.
That is kind of true,
Jim. Dude. Human trafficking. I don't have all the stats of the... Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Nothing.
What is your body language right now?
The body language...
Like this. Crime... Hold on. Let me finish. That is the biggest fucking crime in humanity. Taking another human and doing with them what you will.
Not that is disagreeing. The biggest crime.
And I don't know all the statistics, so I'm an idiot. But it is not being reported enough of how much he is fucking... doing but, with human trafficking. Okay. Hold on. Take that in for a minute.
I have.
You're ready to go like this. He called somebody a potato head. And that's terrible.
Who did he call a potato head?
He called somebody...
No other president or leader did anything to curb the human trafficking problem.
No. Hold on.
That's your go-to thing whenever you bring this up.
I'm not saying it's not a problem. I never heard it talked about as much as I've had until these last 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is a person who's got more experience in this world. And no, she's not human trafficked in my garage.
Oh, God, yeah.
She looks.
Thank you for clarifying.
She's actually 29 years old. My last name's not Epstein. But look, is that you work in what? What did you used to work as?
I worked with adolescent teen girls between the ages of 12 to 18 years old, and they were human trafficked.
Dude, she knows all about this shit.
Yeah. And what's funny, though, is that
before she started assisting me.
Yeah. I feel like it was around so much. And then just recently, people are like, oh my God, human trafficking, save the children, which is great. And I'm glad it's finally getting out there. But I'm like, where have you all been? I've been doing this for the last 7 years, you know?
So I don't know the statistics, but multiple people on both sides have told me that that has been addressed a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Now.
Sorry.
So I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of all the other stuff that people say about all this other stuff.
My whole point is, look.
No, your point is this. Your point is that you hold it up.
Stigma.
You hold up the office too high, and I think he blew the office up. And I love that the office is blown up, and I hope it never goes back to the way it was. I hope it's a shit show. Why? Because I think it's bullshit, and I think it's lies, and I think that's the problem. This is the fundamental problem me and you have, is you want somebody who's professional, and when bombs are dropping, they're wearing a Bill Black suit.
As long as the rules are what they are.
What are the fucking rules?
The rules are, we're a country, they're a country. We, as a country, need our own economy, we need our infrastructure, we need to work with other foreign countries as far as trade goes, as far as international peace treaties, as far as... fucking the Paris Accord, climate change, all of that
shit. But a lot of people wouldn't...
Those are what the rules of our existence as a society are right now on this planet for countries, not third world nations, but whatever that term is that I can't think of right now. That's what the rules are. And if we're, the United States, one of the most powerful nations, superpower, what do they always say? The presidency is the most powerful man in the world. If that's what the rules are, I want somebody at the helm who looks the part, who acts the part, even if it's just an act, and I hate saying it like that, and maybe I'm just fucking, have blinders on and just don't want to look beyond what I see, but I want somebody who makes me feel comfortable and calm.
Dude, do you think your president makes you feel comfortable and calm? Are you in fifth or sixth grade? Seriously, I've never fucking relied on a world leader to make me feel good since Ronald Reagan, just because the threat of nuclear war. And once that was not looming over my head in sixth grade, I haven't thought about a president.
And by the way, again, to his credit, to Trump's credit, because somebody else made a point about this, the 4 years we have not been in a war.
That's huge.
That, and that, again, I will give him credit, even though I didn't.
Give him credit?
Yeah.
More than give him credit.
I don't.
But he called somebody
Little
Rocket
Man. And
that's hilarious.
That's the thing.
That's hilarious.
You could be entertaining and you could be presidential together.
Guess what? I paid more attention to politics because of Trump. I learned a little bit more about politics when I tried to because of Trump, because I was reading, like, hold on, that's like saying
I learned how to be a better driver after I killed a person for, you know, driving.
Don't you want to? Or do you want to be a worse driver and kill another person?
I'm saying that.
I know.
What I'm saying is, I paid more attention to politics, but it was only out of fear and worry that I paid more attention to.
What were you worried about?
What was every fucking thing the guy said? He's right now, as we speak, tweeting lies.
How do you know
they're lies?
Because
so funny. We're gonna look like Trumpy pumpies. We're not. We're just. I'm just want to get to the boot.
Here's what I want to know. There has been no evidence. Just to let everyone know,
I want to get to the bottom of this stuff, the hysteria of why this guy has rattled so many people. And I've talked to enough black friends that I understand their plight.
Yeah,
and I understand their plight. Okay.
And how about the divisiveness?
I've talked to. No, but I understand
I don't want this whole pod to be about. You know, politics.
Dude, you don't know. You don't know what it's going to be about. But I just feel let
like,
it happen.
I feel like
stop,
we're
stop
going
it.
Down some...
Why not? People like to talk about it right now. It's just what's hot. Just let it out. It's okay.
Like I said, man, don't try to control it. I'm just happy that he's... I'm just not going to be embarrassed by my... I guess what it comes down to is the guy embarrassed the country.
Who gets embarrassed by somebody you don't even know?
Because he's...
Like, do you walk around and go, I'm so sorry for our president. Jesus Christ.
When I went overseas.
This guy.
When I went overseas.
Are you out of your... What happened? People look at you?
People go, oh, you know, you live in America. And I go, yeah, sorry. Like that. And go, how do you deal with that fucking wanker?
Or you could just be like this. I don't know. I'm not his fucking mom.
No one in Italy cares. No one in Italy fucking cares.
Yeah, dude, that's caring too much for fucking... Aussies think, or wherever that accent was from.
Germany.
Okay. We're German accent.
Right, we're from Germany. We go over there and bully.
I mean, basically, what I think a lot of people don't understand is a lot of people haven't left our country. So you have, so I can talk to you. But it's like, look up the president of South Africa forever. I forget who he was.
Mandela?
No, it was after him. It was just recent. And
John?
I forget his name. He had sex with a prostitute. And then they question him, and he says, sir, I forget his name. I can't think of it right now. I think he just got out of power. And they said, you know, that prostitute ate HIV. Are you worried you're going to catch it? And he goes, I use a baby wipe. That was the president of South Africa. Boris in England is a crazy man. I mean, what I'm saying is, I'm just trying to say is people need perspective. Have you ever seen parliament meetings in other countries? Like... Turkey and Senegal, like chairs have been thrown. Mm-hmm. I mean, it gets crazy.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, for instance, forget that part because that's a much more delicate thing. But let's go with what you were saying earlier about right now the election. He's out there spreading lies. Mm-hmm. So you 1,000% are saying that Trump is spreading lies that he lost the election, right? But let me just comment and then you say whatever you want. There are multiple, not mainstream news sources on the internet, which a lot of people will already just throw out, that are showing a lot of video, pictures and stuff. And there's a lot of stuff where a lot of votes, definitely some votes, were not legit, like dead people voted.
And that's proven?
That's definitely been proven.
Or is it just an article? Because I've read some.
There's definitely been proof that dead people have voted.
No, that was not true. It was not a machine that misread it. It was a human error. Or this or that. And it was fix. Excuse me. Look, the lies that I think Trump is saying right now. Look, if there's voter fraud, of course we should look into it. But just show me evidence. Don't show me an article of, you know, that on some random conspiracy theory website. Show me evidence.
But what if there's a picture on that website? What if there is?
Show it to me. I'm not close-minded.
There's definitely stuff.
I haven't seen it. Show it to me. And, you know, if I see it and I go, oh, my God, that, you know, my tune will change. Do I think it's going to affect the outcome of the election? No. But again, look, if Trump were to say, you know, and by the way, until all votes are counted, and until the representatives from each state's whatever they would call it, electoral college, electoral board, you know, goes to Washington and does the full process, Joe Biden is not president yet.
Yeah, that, you know, electoral college.
He is the projected president elect right
100%.
Now. 100%. But if Trump were to be on the air, you know, tweeting or whatever, saying, you know, if Trump were to say, I will accept the final result no matter what they are, but until then, I want the process to continue, I would respect that. As opposed to him going, I won, this is a lie, it's all rigged, I won it legally. That's what is aggravating about this right now. It's the way that he is handling himself. Yeah. And what he doesn't realize, too, is that it's not all about the present. There is history. Time moves on, and history will look back, and his legacy will be determined by his actions. So he doesn't even realize how he's fucking himself.
He doesn't care. Maybe he doesn't care, Flip.
That's because he's a pure narcissist.
Well, I don't fucking know. Maybe he is. I have no idea. I'm not a psychologist.
He's got every tendency of a pure narcissist. As a comedian, we know what narcissism is.
Yeah, he's definitely a narcissist. I mean, dude, I have narcissistic tendencies. Yeah. I would believe you have some.
We have tendencies, but we don't wear them on our sleeves 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I understand. Look, there's a difference between confidence and just blind.
Yes.
Fantastical.
We know this. He's a narcissist, definitely. But I guess what I agree with that. If he was like, look, I'm going to do my own investigation. You know, listen, I think I have a better shot than people think. And if it doesn't work out, then I'll concede. He should do that.
Yeah.
But he's not doing that. So I get that. I understand that. Yeah. If he was a little bit more chill about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, I mean, the thing is, it's like we live in this age now where everything is available to us.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get information from Peter and Paul. And
Mary.
Yeah. And it's just fucking, it's just fucked up because people don't consider it because of. Like you say conspiracy. That's just so fucked up too. The word conspiracy is just terrible. It's just terrible. That should be the next prejudiced group against.
The word conspiracy is like a broad stroke has been.
It's actually prejudiced. It should be looked upon as a prejudiced thing.
To shun somebody because they believe in a conspiracy.
But there's no fact that it's a conspiracy. Until it is disproven 100%, you can't call it a conspiracy. And a lot of these theories,
well, then
you cannot
what would you call
disprove.
It until it's disproven.
An alternative theory. But instead, it's looked upon as conspiracy theory. Oh, you're crazy. Dark energy. But it's just completely dismissive. You're dismissing that.
A theory in itself.
It's a hypothesis.
Right. So a conspiracy theory is still theoretical as opposed to when it's completely unproven, but it is false. It's not a theory anymore.
But here it is. So if the theory is that Kennedy was just killed the way they said,
mm-hmm.
that's supposed to be the theory. Who says that that is the truth, right? Because books gave it to you. and it was investigated by the government and blah, 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 right? So independent thinkers come along and they say, you know what? I did my math on this and the centimeters and the bullet entry and all this stuff. I think it's fucking, and I don't know if they're telling, this seems a little off here. And then they go, ooh, you're a conspiracy theorist, as opposed to, that's interesting. Let's look at that. And I think like why I hate the word conspiracy so much is because it is introducing an alternative thought. Just like what we're doing on this whole pod right now is I'm not pro anything. Okay, I'm anti things that are harmful to our fellow human beings. Okay, and I guarantee and I know for a fact that Trump has done definite things that are harmful, and I'm sorry to anybody who he's fucking hurt because it's terrible. Mm-hmm. Okay. But all I'm saying is the incoming guy definitely has some dirt on his hands, but we know this. But like the internet is alive with all of these alternative ideas, and you have to ask yourself, why did they get shut down so much? Why did they get shut down? Let me finish. Why? Think about this. No. That's stupid. That's stupid. That's stupid. That's stupid. You're crazy. Why can't it just be like,
It's like another thing that my ex brought up to me, and I went, wow, I never thought about that. That really changes the way I look at things, is the education system in the country. Just in the fact that, like, because when we're brought up, we go to school, we read textbooks, we read this, we read that, George Washington and Columbus and da-da-da-da-da, and that gets indoctrinated. We take that with us through life. And then she said, like, but did you ever think who wrote those books that are teaching you what truth is? And I went, no. Because when you're a kid, you just kind of take that as this is education. And you don't go, oh, wait, people decided this is what the books would say.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things I went, oh, shit. Very interesting. And then that just made me look back at what was taught to me in school and going, wow, do I really believe that? Or was I just made to believe that? And some things I went, no, I really don't believe that, because I've learned as, you know, in my own whatever research and just things that interest me that wasn't like Columbus wasn't this 1492 Columbus. He was a murderer and slaughtered tens of thousands of Native Americans, but you don't hear about that in the history books, you know, when you're getting taught that shit.
And Columbus Day is still a holiday.
Yeah.
I thought they got rid of it.
Did they?
Oh, no, it's called Indigenous Peoples Day.
Oh, good.
Is it really?
Yeah.
See, good. I learned something new today. See, that's awesome.
I think that you have to understand is there's, I don't know.
Wait, before you say, can you say, Flip, I hate to break it to you.
I know. It's just like, listen, I know your ex very well, and listen, she showed me some stuff, and it's intense, you know, and then there's other stuff, but who knows what's possible, right? Right,
that's why I say I can't be 100%. Aside from saying I'm 100% sure that I am me, that's the only thing I'm sure about.
You can't even say that, but...
Well, that I think therefore I am, is the...
No, I know, but there's all types of theories on that, but it's hard to talk to you with that because you do have this, like, bubble thought process of, like, tuna fish sandwiches, Mom.
What? You mean I have a Leave It to Beaver kind of?
Yeah, do you remember Breakfast Club? Yeah. And he goes...
Am I Anthony Michael Hall?
Yeah, and he goes, hey, Dad, and he goes, yeah, Dad.
Yeah, son. How would you like to go fishing?
No,
gee,
hold on.
Dad.
Okay, you're going to do that part or let me do it? You can do that.
Okay.
And then, okay, you do your part. All right. Go ahead.
So you start your...
No, you just be the whole part, and then I'll do my part that I like about the movie, which I love the whole movie.
It's a great movie. Dad,
but I got homework.
That's okay, son. You could do it on the boat.
Wow.
Isn't our son great?
Yes, isn't life great?
No, and then that's the part. The next part is what wanted me to be an actor.
You want to hear what life's like at my house?
No, let me do that part, because you are Anthony Michael Hall, and I'm fucking Judd Nelson. And he comes up and he goes, see this? This is a cigarette butt. Looks like a cigarette, right? See, this is what you get in my house. When you spill paint in the garage, do I stutter? See, I don't think I have to hang with you fucking dildos any longer. Oh. That part raised me.
It's a great scene.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it justice. Sorry, Judd. But, like, that's what I'm saying. You are Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah.
And I'm Judd Nelson.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't say I got burnt with cigarettes, but
I... No, we were talking about this the other day. You and I grew up in a very different way.
Yeah. I mean...
And we still grew up to be good people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, like, to this day, my parents, not, you know, are still here, and they're still, like... I mean, not they're not that extreme, but they're still married, and they're still lovable, and they're still loving, and I grew up in a very good, loving, middle-class family.
Yes.
Yes. I was, and I did well in school and all that fun shit.
Yeah, and I grew up in a good, middle-class family as an accident, you know, with health issues, with a lot of years between me and the last kid,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just like... A tougher environment of like you were
up in Philly. We were talking about that. You were up in Philly in the cold gray concrete.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Florida in the sunny, you know, colorful beach. You know, two different geographical, probably the same socioeconomical, but aesthetically different kind of upbringings, which I do think shapes you too.
Yeah. But you were always raised, I mean, I can already understand why your beliefs or the way your beliefs are.
And both my parents were teachers.
Yes. It says so much about you. Yeah. And but your mom was also a teacher at your school.
Yeah.
So you constantly were like, don't get in trouble. Don't get in trouble. Do it. So you're a perfect zealot for the system.
Yeah.
You are like,
you know,
raise flipper, flippy flip. Flippity flip flip, and he's a good boy, isn't he? And it's
old Jewish women would literally pinch me. You're such a good boy.
Yeah, I know.
That's what.
And
one of my comedy mentors, he was a tough as nails guy, but he was driving to a gig one time, and I said something like, "Do you think like I'm this?" Or I said like, "Do you think I'm okay?" And he goes, "Flip, you're every parent's wet fucking dream."
Oh. Like, I know, but it's like. But at some point, you got to live your life for Flip.
Yeah, which I do. Ish.
You got to fucking.
You know me well.
You got to fucking. I mean, can I talk a little personal here? We'll edit it out if you don't want.
Let's go.
I mean, you're going to meet this chick tomorrow.
Oh. Yeah.
For your third fucking. Hold on, I gotta get a word out, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You're meeting a chick tomorrow for like your third fucking meal.
It's not.
And you haven't even fucking gotten a fucking handshake. Even donuts, like, Jesus Christ.
Get it done.
Jesus Christ. No, to her. You have to switch to the microphone.
Sorry.
Oh, my God!
Welcome back to Jamie's house fire.
Listen, Flip. So you kind of told me why people get deranged, but I guess I just feel like why I have all these thoughts is because I just feel like if you really want to people get mad about something, you have to examine why it gets you mad. And I think people only look at the top layer.
Where are we now?
I'm just talking about with politics and that stuff. And what?
How do we get back to politics?
No, and theories. Because it's more interesting right now. I don't want to hear about, you know, fucking school shit. I want to, like, keep it deep.
Okay.
And so...
You're talking about the girl.
Yeah, that's
then the house fell on fire.
Yeah, the fucking house will fall on fire.
Just like a fucking woman.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
No, we're keeping it. So, no, but what I mean is, it's just like, why... I don't know. I don't even... Do you think we're going to be able... Do you think things are going to become more sensitive now with Biden?
Sensitive,
I don't know, because you could argue that Trump... Actually, I talked to Derek today when we were talking. I was talking. He said, You could argue that Trump was bad for comedy because he launched a thousand hack jokes. And you could, but you could also argue that he was bad for comedy in a sense because people were so on edge, right? So anything you said was like a reflection of that dude. But if you do have a safer feeling environment, then maybe people won't cry if you push the boundaries.
See, I'll be honest. Like,
be dishonest.
When Trump was first running in 2013, I had a bunch of Trump jokes. And, you know, people were like, yeah, it didn't matter which side you were on. Like, yeah, it's funny.
2013?
2016. Yeah. Like, funny is funny and blah, blah, blah. And over the years, I'm not a political comic. I'm not good.
At all.
Yeah. Like, if any political jokes that I do now are soft, they're not, they're like I even, like, because like it's the most divisive. It's the most divisive thing to talk about because of Trump. That's the thing. Trump has split comedy down the middle.
I know.
That's why if you're going to talk shit about him, you better be brilliant and not afraid of people. Fuck this. Not afraid of dividing that audience in half. I mean, if you're in LA and you talk shit about Trump, it's Patton Oswalt. When I remember one time he was doing jokes about Bush the second. And he said, you know, George W. Bush, the fucking whatever. And the whole lot, this is at the Hollywood Improv. The whole audience went nuts. And he goes, don't. Like, talking about Bush in L.A. is like shooting fish in a barrel. It's easy.
Yeah.
Same with Trump out here. But you go out into the real world as far as Midwest or anything out of mainly liberal towns like L.A. and New York, you've got to make a really good point that a lot of people can't argue with or be get ready for a lot of booze or fuck you, motherfucker, whatever.
There's a lot of liberal towns in America, dude. That's just not.
Well, I was just using those as a general.
There's a ton of liberal towns. Yes,
but
Austin.
But my point is, even during Bush era, I would talk shit about Bush and wouldn't be afraid to do it. Talking about Trump, my Trump show, I just did a show in Florida, which is very red.
It's hack. You can't do it unless it's really
it's really good take or it's like what I did is silly. Like I even said, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, I think we could all agree that our president thinks a lot of himself. And it was a joke about his ego. And it's true because even if you're like, yeah, Trump, but yeah, he does have a big ego. And fuck Trump, yeah, he's got a big ego. That's the subject where everybody could agree on. But if you start going into policy, you're going to split the fucking room. And that's why on cruise ships, which is, you know, mainly what I work, don't even say the word. Why he's been bad for comedy. Because it's really created this division. This kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Like you can't. I never talk about it. I'm only been talking about it in this podcast because the dude I'm working with, like, you got to address it because it's what people want to know right now. I do think between now and January 20th, it's going to be crazy.
There's going to be a lot. I mean, he already fired his defense secretary today. The last 71 days in his term. He fired his defense secretary. This is supposed to be the lame duck presidential time, and he's still trying to rustle things up.
I want to go back to what we're talking about, so keep it interesting here. I don't want to go so light. So basically, in a nutshell, I think where you and I disagree, and it's funny because we really get along.
Mm-hmm. That's what's great about friends.
I know, but it's very rare I see in people, but maybe they're not really friends, that, you know...
If you're basing friendship strictly on
political people have said they lost friends, but they weren't. But like I'd like to, you know, I don't want to go. I'm going to do a separate podcast with him, but I'd really like to talk to Ben Glebe because he's really obviously ran for president and not in a goofy way. Like he was really into it, and he will educate me, you know. But he's a real strong opinion on stuff, and I'd like to learn. You know,
definitely he'll school you.
Yeah, and so. But, like, you and I will argue on certain stuff, and I don't know enough, and I don't think you know enough.
No.
But I do know that when I get annoyed with you, it's like someone goes, they just go, fuck Trump. And then you're like, yeah, Trump, fuck. You're like, I see a lot of people doing that without understanding why. And it's like, he said this and he said that. And then I just want to be like, okay, I agree that he did that. He should have did that. But let me finish. Dude, you gotta let me fucking finish.
Sorry.
Is that, do you just so many disgusting things that go on in world leaders. And it's just like, I don't think people realize that. And what I did like about that guy is that everything was kind of exposed. That's what I like. And I hate the way you like it. I hate that. I hate that you like, I want someone presidential. I want somebody to go, good morning. Hello, America. Everything is, this is what's happening.
All right, I'm going to try to present it in a way that I think you can.
You like that?
To. Yeah, it's cute.
You want that?
Oh, no, your interpretation was cute. Wait,
all right, Jane, I'm going to present
an analogy. But that's what he said, right?
Yeah. I didn't say it exactly like that, but I'm going to present an analogy for you that I think you can relate to. And
don't
I
make it long-winded. You've got to get to the shit, because you over...
I'm about setup. I'm about
set. No, I know, but we don't have enough time.
Okay, maybe. Imagine you go to a comedy club, right, and you're watching a show.
And get to it.
Would you let me talk? God, you're like my ex. You see, your first comic goes up, and he's a fucking hack. He's doing all the street jokes, all the old jokes, every dumb premise, nothing original, and it's fucking grating your soul. Like, Jesus Christ, you're on, you know, say you're at the improv, you're on the fucking stage of the improv, and you're wasting this with such shit.
Yeah.
And then you see Burr or Chappelle or whatever, and yeah, you're like, oh my God, that's a fucking comic. He's smart, and he's well-written, and he knows how to tell a joke and did this and that, and he's unafraid and da-da, okay? To me, and I'm just using this as an example, not as the end-all be-all, Trump is the hack who's wasting the opportunity and the stage time. Obama was Burr, who did it brilliantly and presented it in a really great fucking way. That's how I could see it. You know what I mean? And that's what I hate. That's what I hate about Trump, is that he wasted the stage time.
Wow. How does that make you feel? Only time I ever voted was one time in my life, and I voted for Obama, and I didn't know anything, and I voted for him because I had traveled around the world, and I heard a lot about what you said. I've done movies and stand up, and George Bush. Remember how hated Bush was?
Mm-hmm.
People forget about that now. And I just remember that America to the outside world looked like a racist country. It looked more ignorant than I thought it was. And people were always goofing on Bush. And Obama was this cool, kind of real smart dude, really highly educated. So I was like, that's going to be a good look. And I think that I didn't know enough about him. And I really don't now. The only reason I voted for Obama was because I thought we need to get over our racist hump.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful to see a black man and a black woman with their two black kids in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's fucking insane what has gone on in the last, you know, well, it's been going on for 400 years, but the last three fucking years with all this fucking shit, and I feel like race hasn't progressed at all, you know?
It's degressed.
It has in certain ways. It's gotten better with like entertainment and, you know, more.
Well, it's
much more inclusiveness. I know we're not there yet, but definitely in Hollywood is trying and different things. If you look on TV, you see more black shows, more black leads, more female black leads, you know, more black voices. Obviously, it's not enough. And, you know, you need to include Mexicans and Asians and all of this. You know, we've heard my voice enough.
How was that analogy, by the way?
It was a good one, but I don't know if I totally agree with it because, see, you could argue, I don't know enough about Obama, but I did vote for him for that reason, because I think it was good to have a black man in office.
And what I'm saying is,
I understand what you said. I got it. So, but what I'm saying is, Trump is not a hack. He's not that at all. He's a totally unique but bizarro. Hold on, let me finish. You said he bizarro, crazy act. He's not a hack. A hack would be like a politician that got in there, like a Mike Pence. He's like a boring kind of hack.
No, that wasn't the point I was making.
But the point is that he had the great stage and he didn't utilize it. But a lot of people will disagree with you.
He didn't present it. He didn't know how to be on it.
A lot of people will disagree with you on that, and that's okay. And a lot of people will.
That's my opinion.
Yeah,
that's
and a lot saying. Of people will agree with you. Listen, I don't know enough. I'm not enough to say this, but the people I talked to said there were some definite policies that got done, and there was some Middle East shit that got done. I don't know enough about it, but there was also. It's hard because, I mean. People say Steve Jobs was an asshole. I don't know. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got the iPhone. Now, I'm not comparing Trump to Steve Jobs. I don't know enough. I'm not. What I'm saying is, it's a bad analogy and you can judge me. What I'm saying is, if somebody's fucking crazy, blah, 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 but something gets done, it doesn't bother me. If it doesn't have to be crazy to get it done, I would like that. But if things are uncomfortable because they do get like that, it doesn't bother me if the result is good. So I guess you have to look at the results. Now, there's going to be people that say, you're out of your mind, you're stupid, which I am, and there's no results. But I think that there's a couple results. That's all. But I'm not even saying that. I'm not trying to be pro. It's so sad that I can't even say this. What I'm trying to say is that I don't know. I guess I really can't say anything. I guess you just have to wait and see. I just feel like Biden is going to be another politician. I think the good thing is that they got a black woman as vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Now again. But she's done a lot of stuff that people don't like.
No politician is clean.
Okay, great. Okay, well, that's just... Okay, I don't get that. Here's you. It was an old joke. Keith Michael Ashton, I'm giving you this credit because this is your joke. He said this joke about when a person, dude, what fuck was that?
It was a sneeze.
A mom would be on Maury Povich and he goes, your son brutally murdered 5 innocent women. And she would go, 4! You feel a little bit, it's a great, and like you, I feel like that's like what you're doing right now. You're like, all politics, just stop making excuses and just go with what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is, I'm given that. I think it's good that she's in there. You know, I don't know why that she's not the president because she's younger. She's got a lot going on. And
well, that's one of the CTs is that. Biden's not going to even finish out his term.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, but I guess what I'm just saying is why I just people get so. I guess what it is this. A lot of people think they're the smartest people in the room.
Right.
And a lot of people don't listen and they just talk and they're huge big mouths and they're judgmental and it's like, you know. You just gotta go, okay. All right, that's interesting. And you can't really talk to them. And that's why I think like a lot of people just think they know so much about this shit. And it's just like, all right. But that's what's sad because the communication has gone away with this because people get so fucking butthurt. And if you say anything, the amount of people that attacked me because I did this Biden joke, which I already apologized for because I didn't know what it was, but I wasn't making fun of that. I was making fun of the fact that I think he's a little too old to be our president. The people that, like, I know, like, I don't know them, but they're in our business. I'm like, are you a fucking idiot? Like, I'm going to fucking see you in Hollywood. When I do, I'm going to let you fucking know how I feel about what you said, you fucking.
By the way, I like how you kind of, you turn and think, you think I don't know.
No, because it's just, like, stupid. It's like, we live in a small world.
Well, I think
and it's like, there's a lot of people that I'm going to fucking. Let them fucking know real quick when I see them in a fucking Hollywood function and make it very uncomfortable for them.
I can't wait.
Yeah, because it's just like, you're stepping to me on Twitter. You don't even know anything. Like, what the fuck I'm saying? Like, I'm doing a joke and it's like personal shit. Like, they're trying to attack me personally. It's like, you don't want to do that.
Mm.
you're not a comic, and nobody knows who the fuck you are. So, you know, you're going to have it coming. Just weird. That's why we're in a weird personal attack zone.
Oh, yeah. I think you nailed it when you said, like, everybody thinks it's the smartest person in the room.
It's disgusting.
And nobody knows what the fuck's going on.
I know, but that comes
even from... Even all the shit that I've been saying, I'm like you. I don't know a lot. Everything I'm saying is just my opinion. It's how I feel personally regarding the whole situation. And honestly, and here's another thing. I think a lot of people are excited about Biden, not 100% because, yay, Joe Biden, but it's, we got him out.
I think
that's more the exuberance that you see in a lot of places now is that he's out. I think if fucking this coffee mug was voted for, yay, coffee mug, because it's defeated Trump. I think that's the more of the feeling around, not so much about Biden himself. And also, you know, having, yay, a black woman as vice president.
I feel that's a big thing too. That I'm seeing that in the celebrations. I'm definitely seeing probably more he's out, but definitely that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Which is good. But I do just feel like, I guess I just, what I'm fascinated by is like, I don't know. Maybe the experiment, obviously a lot of people think the experiment failed.
The United States?
No, this last 4 years, but maybe in 10 years, we're going to have to look at it. Because we had a non...
This is going to be studied for years to come.
We had a non-politician in the White House.
The White House, yeah. And look, in all seriousness, I do think the system is broken. I do think that the idea of what America was founded on, its principles and its theories and its ideals are good ones. I mean, but... I think that, again, the system has become corrupt and that there is not a lot of real, you know, I don't know, genuineness, for lack of a better term, in politics. Like, you know, I'm sure people got into it initially to, you know, to be a public servant and then over the years became corrupt,
dude,
or whatever. But my point is...
Come on. A lot of people got into it because they're fucking pig faces. That's my opinion.
No, it's okay. I'm kidding. It was a joke. But my whole point is,
I think people got into it to really help.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get into public service because they want to help. Not saying everybody, a lot of them. But over time,
that's your opinion.
Majority of them do get corrupted. So yes, have the idea of an outsider coming in to change things is not a bad idea. I did a post about it and I said, you know, to the people that voted Trump in because they did want someone to shake up, your intentions were good. Your desire and your want to shake things up is good. You just put your faith in the wrong person. You got conned by a con man. And that's truly what I believe. But I think having somebody with good ideas and a good moral compass who has no affiliation in politics, who hasn't been corrupted by that in the system, is not a bad thing. It's just we put in the wrong person. That's the thing.
All I'm saying is that I'll just tell people I didn't vote.
You mentioned that.
Yeah. But, well. Ask me. Go ahead.
You didn't vote because you didn't believe in any candidate, or you don't believe in voting? You don't believe it makes a difference? Excuse me.
I think voting is overrated. I think the only true way to vote is the popular vote, but I'm also got educated on that. That's not exactly good either, because the Electoral College, and again, I'm not one to speak, so you can help me in the comments, was invented so it was more fair, even though people don't think it is, because like a state like California has so many people and Montana would get fucked. Or I knew that California was already going to be Democratic and Biden was the person, and I don't think that he's that great. And, you know, if Trump is going to get beaten, I'm not voting for him either. Okay. But there's a lot of other candidates that were out there. And they weren't put in place. And the two-party system is completely fucked. And we should have a fucking system where people can vote and you get 10 or 12, and maybe we do, I don't know, but for some reason it always comes out of the big two, and it needs to be disrupted. But like Tulsi Gabbard,
Andrew Yang.
You know, Tulsi Gabbard, people said that she had a problem because she had I guess she went to work for somebody that did conversion therapy, you know what that is, with gay, mm-hmm. and but she said she was wrong, and a lot of people hated her for that, but apparently she said, you know, that she didn't feel that way or whatever. Andrew Yang was very smart. Mm-hmm. Bernie, mm-hmm. you know.
Kanye, I'm just kidding.
Don't people, okay. But, like, that's what I'm saying. So it's just, like, that's why I'm disillusioned because, great, you got rid of, like I said, I already said it in my other podcast, you know, you went from a 501 boot cut to a Wrangler, you know. You did. It's not that much different. And
well,
I know.
Well, I mean, there is.
Oh, you think like Joe Biden is like this completely different person than Trump. 47 years in the same game, just different. But he just hides it better.
This goes back to my point.
He's said a lot of crazy stuff. I'm actually don't think he's a bad dude. I actually think he's a pretty, but I don't know. Actually, the sniffing shit is weird, man. The sniffing shit is weird, dude. You can say grandpa all you want. Look at the videos sometime.
I've seen the video.
They're fucking weird, dude. Do you think they're fucking weird?
It's a little weird.
A little weird? Do you think they're weird? Please say something.
Yes.
No, but elaborate.
I don't know. I think it's weird and uncomfortable. I don't know what else you want.
This
me
is
to
why
know.
You can never make it in porn. You never performed.
I never wanted to make it important.
Jesus God. You had it and then you stopped it.
Disgusting.
So, it's a joke. Listen, what I'm saying is, it's just so funny though. Like, people are like, hey, those sniffing videos are weird. Flip's like, yeah, they're a little weird. Anyway, like, you just overlooked that so
well.
Well,
I've only seen it once.
Watch it. It's a 10 minute
completion. Is it a 10 minute completion video?
It's a 10 minutes.
Do you mind if I shave your hair very quickly?
It's a compilation. Well, I mean, the stock market is killing it.
The stock market is starting to come back a little.
Come back a little. It was up fucking 6% today.
From
are you
when?
Out of your fucking tree?
Are you talking
from
about,
Friday?
But okay,
it could be Biden.
You know what? Let me, I'm going to stop myself because I don't know dick about stocks. So, good. Yay. But just curious, is that 6 points from, you said Friday, but compared to pre-COVID, have the numbers come back to pre-COVID level?
Yeah, they're back.
Are they really?
Yeah.
How long did it take?
It took a year and a half when we had it in 08, and it took 6 months now. So it's crazy. But a lot of people think it's false because the government is pumped it up with a lot of pumping into the market.
That's a conspiracy theory, Jamie.
That's actually pretty, that's actually believable.
Again, I don't know shit about, so I can't talk
I
about
know.
Stocks.
Flip, I just want you to get to points, but I think I'm almost done because I'm tired.
I could tell.
I like, well, because you, like, know, you go long-winded. You got to get to
go
it.
Long-winded.
No, I don't, dude. You cut me off way more than I cut you off. You go, here's what it is. Imagine if you had a treetop, and in the treetop, there's leaves. And out of the leaves were twigs. And within the twig, it's a get to the fucking point. That's what podcasting is, gonna get to the point.
As opposed to, all right, bro, let me just, okay. So,
we'll edit it up.
Yeah, it's okay. You can edit me up too.
I can't.
Are you gonna show me keep adjusting myself, by the way? I notice I keep doing that.
It's okay. I look like a chipmunk in the last one. So.
You didn't say anything. We're going to give you the last word. Is there anything else you want to get out of your thing? And then we've been here an hour and a half.
Really?
Yes.
It's 15 minutes to my birthday.
Oh,
my God.
I kept checking the clock to see. I'm like, is it midnight yet? So we can say happy birthday.
Should we sing him out?
Oh.
Let's sing him out. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Flipper. Happy birthday to you. And may you get a hand job.
Now blow out the
candle.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, man. Thank you, guys.
Even though we may not agree, I love you.
I love you too.
I love you too.
I love you too. Okay.
So much love here. There I is. Love you too.
Try to talk to each other, guys. Wish Flip a happy birthday.
Yay.
Peace.
Bye.